Hello and welcome to Puffcast, your Harry Potter happy place. This is episode 40 on September 29th, 2021, and I am Melanie.
And I'm Juliana, and this week we have a special guest, one of our friends and longtime wanted guests on the show, Spencer!
Spencer!
Yay!
Hey guys!
Welcome back for round two. again, because my microphone malfunctioned. But just as enthusiastic as the first time.
You already know it.
We're still excited to have you, Spencer.
We won't do it any other way. You gotta be excited. It's trivia day.
Yes, it is. I'm very excited to get to the actual trivia of this once we get that far. For our listeners, Spencer, would you like to give us your fandom ID, so your pronouns, your house, your Patronus, your wand, and your favorite food that is not pizza?
Okay, so my preferred pronouns are he and him, my house is Ravenclaw, my Patronus is a leopard, and my wand is hornbeam, unicorn hair, core, and 10 3/4 inches, and it's pliant. I think what we decided is that it's a bendy wand.
Yeah. Yes, after many elaborate hand motions from Mel, yes. We have decided that...
It's so good for you listeners to see what I'm doing.
Perfect for an audio format.
And then currently, like I said before, my favorite food, it changes. It just depends on my mood. Right now, it's because I'm probably craving it, a Chicka Chicka Boom Boom enchilada from Chewy's with a fried egg on top.
Yeah, that's such a hilarious name, really.
What I'll do is I'll take a picture the next time I have it, and I'll tag Puffcast in it.
Oh, yes.
So that way you can see what this is. It's so good. It's delicious.
It kind of sounds like you want to order like a dance move or something.
I mean, you'll be dancing whenever it comes to your table. You get so excited for it. So.
Okay, I see.
I'm sure we have some listeners who are probably screaming into the abyss, being like, that's my favorite! I can't believe that Mel doesn't know what it is! And it's like, well, one, first, Mel lives in Finland. Two, she's a vegan. And three, I really like those are the 2 points that I meant to make.
Right.
That's it. Here we are.
It's so good. It's so good.
Yeah.
Okay.
But Spencer, would you like to give us some background into who you are besides being a big Harry Potter fan? And we'll get more into that in our main discussion. Would you like to tell us about yourself?
Yeah. So I'm a Texan, born and raised. I've lived here all my life. I am currently working in the real estate industry. So it's been busy for me this summer. Mm-hmm. I am a year into my marriage, so that's
Yay!
Been great.
Yay!
And one thing I can't believe I didn't bring it up. I have a puppy now.
Oh, yeah.
And his name is Remy. He's 5 months old.
Oh. And he's very cute. He's
already a big boy. He's 38 pounds.
Wow, he's almost as big as Myrtle. Myrtle's only 45 pounds.
But yeah.
But yeah.
That's been it. That's a little bit about me.
Yay!
I just remember that you also do have a rabbit. How do they get along?
I do. So that was one of our big worries about getting him.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Charlie, our rabbit, is 4.
Charlie
couldn't give a care about the fact that Remy's around.
Okay.
Yeah,
he looks at him, he's like, all right, you're here, that's fine, you know.
A very chill dude.
Yeah, but Remy comes up and like likes to sniff around, and he wants to play, and it's, yeah, they give each other a pretty wide berth for the most part.
Okay. Sounds like a good mutual relationship between the two animals.
It's just the one thing that I think that probably gets on Charlie's nerves is that Remy likes to eat his hay that falls on the floor.
Oh, you never eat a rabbit's hay.
Yeah, so he likes to eat his hay. That might be the only thing he doesn't like about it.
Okay.
Oh my goodness. I love these animals. It's so cute. Okay, well, thank you, Spencer. So now we will get into our news segment of the week. Hello, welcome to the afternoon news.
Earlier, it was morning news.
It was the morning news, but then Juliana's audio went kaput, and now it is later in the day, so it is the afternoon news.
Did you just say kaput?
Yeah, I did say kaput. Is that actually a German word or something?
That is German, yes.
Oh, is it? Yes. Wow, I used it without knowing. Welcome to German lessons with Juliana. What did you say it meant?
It means broken.
Oh, okay. Yes. Yeah. Well, my audio was broken. Yeah. So I accurately used that word too. Wow.
Good Good job.
Look at me saying German words and not even knowing
it. Huffcast has been teaching you. It's been slowly conditioning you to start using German words. It's all good.
It's my influence. Burgershire.
No, that's my favorite.
Now you ruined it again.
Doesn't take long for me to do that.
Oh my god. So what's on the news?
So on our news docket today, the 19th of September, which is the day we are recording this podcast, is Hermione's birthday.
Hey. Yay!
Happy birthday, Hermione.
Happy birthday.
Yes. And we also have another birthday this month, which is September 22nd, and that is Tom Felton's birthday. So we're excited for him to have his birthday because he is one of the most engaged Harry Potter cast members with the fandom still, and it's just so nice to see that.
Yeah. I agree.
It's going to be good. I like him. I don't feel like I've seen him in anything recent, though.
No. He does his music. I feel like that's one of his bigger things. He's been part of the launch of the store in New York, part of the launch of some of the new merch lines and things like that. And I know the game that's being trialed in Asia right now, that he's actually been involved with the launch of that over there, too. So really. Yeah, he did a whole playthrough video on their YouTube channel, which was really exciting. So probably between that and his music, I think he's probably doing okay. Yeah. So happy birthday to Tom. Our next little bit of news, we have Spencer actually knows a little bit about this too because he auditioned for it. HBO Max will be putting out a 4-part quiz competition to celebrate the 20th anniversary of the films, and it's called Harry Potter Hogwarts Tournament of Houses, and it will be streaming on HBO Max. That will be after it is broadcast on Cartoon Network and TBS, which is very exciting. And we have award-winning actor Dame Helen Mirren, who will be joining the Wizarding World family to host this exciting 4-part quiz competition. And the special week of shows, which will offer fans the chance to win glory for their Hogwarts house, will be on Cartoon Network and TBS, and then afterwards it will be premiered on HBO Max later in the year, and it will feature hundreds of trivia questions and special guest surprises. And this unique combination will also invite fans to play along at home, which I'm excited about, to see who can truly achieve eternal glory. And in the end of all of it, a House Cup champion will be revealed. So this is kind of the House Cup competition that we've always wanted as fans.
Oh, yes.
And we get to live it out now.
It's great. I did. I had applied for it and I actually got a response back that asked if I would like to do it. And they gave me the stipulations, you know, what I would need to do for it, if I wanted to come and do the auditions and stuff. And but it was all during the time that one of my friends was getting engaged. So I was like, I can't do that. Can't do it.
That's
so
unfortunate.
Were they asking you to come to do an audition for them? And if so, where was that audition supposed to be, like in LA or something?
I think it was in LA, and I think it started like August 19th or something like that, and filming was going to be a lot longer.
Uh-huh.
I also don't think I could have taken off work for that long, but...
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's another thing too.
Yeah, but I mean, I would have loved to at least audition for it, but it was like during the middle of an engagement time, so that was more important. There'll be more opportunities. I'll wait for them.
Yeah, I'm sure there will be. There'll be plenty of other things that they'll be doing for the 20th anniversary, and also the 25th anniversary of the books that's coming up next year.
Mm-hmm. No, it's gonna be a lot of fun. I'm excited to see what they have to offer for all of that as well.
Yeah.
And then our last little bit of news we have is that Ivana Lynch, her new book is coming out. It's called The Opposite of Butterfly Hunting, and her book is currently available for pre-order right now, and it will be released on October 14th. And on that same day, she will be having a live event at Shoreditch Town Hall in London, where she will also be doing a book signing. And the exciting thing about this is that this event will also be streamed live worldwide for online viewing. And if you would like to attend it virtually, you can also do so. So
I think it'll be good. I'm excited. Anything for Luna.
Yes, we love her very much.
Then we move on to responses and feedback from our episode 39, which was our very first What If episode, which we really loved to do. And apparently people really enjoyed listening to it, because so far we have gotten lots of positive feedback. We also got a very nice and very detailed email from our friend Andre, but we decided that we will read that one and take it apart in the next episode, where Juliana and me have a little bit more time to do so, because he had lots of good points in there. So thank you for that already in advance. And people loved it so much that Ellie was really excited, she said, and Margaret even went so far as to say she loved it and thought it was perfect. So it can't get any better than that, I guess. So I think we can do some more, Juliana. What do you think?
Yes, I think the general consensus is that this was a fun thing for people to listen to and also to speculate with us, because one of our big points with these episodes is getting listener feedback and hearing what you, the listeners, also think is going to happen. So we want these episodes to possibly be as interactive as possible. We're excited to kind of foster that going forward.
Yeah.
But we also asked people this week, because this was our first one, what other points in the book storyline that they would like us to speculate on, and pose the question, what if? Mel makes my voice like vibrate off the walls at that point.
Okay.
That'd be kind of cool. I like that.
So our first suggestion for things to talk about came from our friend Teresa, who said, what if Lily had kept her friendship with Snape rather than dating his tormentor?
Very good question. Then we had Juliana suggesting, what if the trio never became friends? How sad would that be?
That would not make for a great series.
No.
No. Actually, I'll keep my opinions to myself, because we'll probably end up talking about that.
Yeah, we are not going into detail with this. We just let you know that there are lots of good suggestions coming our way already, and we will definitely take note of them, and we will tackle them in later episodes. Nice. So what else did we have?
Anu said, what if the Dursleys refused to take in Harry?
It would have been no plan.
And Sophie is wondering, what if Ron would have been sorted into Hufflepuff, Hermione into Ravenclaw, and Harry into Gryffindor?
And then we had Shauna, who asked, what if the Golden Trio wasn't able to save Buckby? And Spencer, I know you had an idea for one. What was your suggestion that you would like to throw into the mixing pot?
If Ginny had not listened to Hermione when she told her to open up and be more friendly towards Harry and talk a little bit more, would Harry have ended up with her?
Yeah.
All very good suggestions.
Very, yes.
Yeah, Mel and I are definitely excited to talk about these more in upcoming episodes.
Yeah, just keep them coming. Send us in more suggestions, whatever comes to mind. The possibilities are basically endless. We are curious to see what you would be interested in.
Yes, 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 please, please, please. Breaking news!
Breaking news!
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Breaking News! We can't say anything normally here. It doesn't work like that. I'm sorry. I have a curse upon me.
Why, Juliana? Tell me, what is going on? What has happened?
Well, something very exciting happened, Mel.
Something
that we have been waiting for way, 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 way too long. And it is the release of the title of the third Fantastic Beasts movie, The Secrets of Dumbledore.
Of who?
Dumbledore!
Don't you mean Crumbledore? The Secrets of Crumbledore.
Crumbledore. I mean, honestly, that'd be a great spinoff. I think we should make it. I'm here for it. I'll play Crumbledore. Do you want to play Grindelwald or...
Okay, let me tell you one thing. Let's first be proper pros in podcasting, and then we can move on to filmmaking.
Yes, okay. Well, as podcasting pros, here we are announcing that as of this week, I believe it was on Thursday, if I'm remembering correctly. No, it was Wednesday. I lied. Wednesday. It was Wednesday. They announced that the new third installment of the Fantastic Beasts movies will be called The Secrets of Dumbledore. And this is the first bit of information that we even have solidly about the movie. I know there's been a lot of speculation about, is it gonna be in Rio? Is it gonna be in Brazil? What's happening? We don't know. We've literally gotten absolutely no information on this.
It's gonna be in Germany.
Mel says it's going to be in Germany. I mean, honestly, at this point, I think that actually makes sense, because isn't Grindelwald like a German name?
Yeah, it's actually a forest in Austria. There was always the rumor that one of the cities that or countries that he's going to is Germany.
Mm-hmm.
We are not 100% sure, but he might also go to just Austria instead of Germany. That would be very frustrating for me and Sophie.
Well, we get the whole lead-in to the World War II scenario that we see in The Crimes of Grindelwald. So,
yeah.
Logically speaking, it makes sense that he would go to Germany.
When it comes to the cast, I forgot his name now, that someone was casted as a German minister? I don't know what he was exactly. Ah, I'm so sorry. I am...
How do you say minister in German?
Minister?
Okay. Not what I was thinking, but okay.
Sorry, I would have to either go check it now and make this episode even longer than it already is. Huh. Or we're gonna talk about this in the next episode in more detail anyway. So we wanted to just give you a quick blurb because this happened right after we had recorded and we are editing this in now. So that we are not so late on the train of news.
Yeah, Mel and I found out about it within hours of it being posted. Don't worry, both of us are very big fans of the Fantastic Beasts franchise. We were very much so on top of this. Yes, our phones were blowing up. Being Fantastic Beasts fans, both of us have a lot of opinions. Some of you may have seen those opinions on our Instagram story from me personally already. But we will express more of those opinions on the next episode where... It is... Where's the next episode?
That's gonna be our Halloween episode, which is coming a little earlier, which is the next one we are now recording this coming week.
Yes.
And we have gotten some opinions of you, listeners, as well.
Yes.
And we would love to include it and give it proper time to talk about. And that's why we are moving that to the next episode and not this one.
Yes. And if you have any other opinions about the title or any plot points that you're looking for in this next movie, prospects that you have for the movie, please go ahead and hit us up on our social medias or send us an email at puffcastpod@gmail.com, and we are more than happy to read those and possibly even read them on the show. If you don't write us a novella about your feelings, because I know I probably could write a novella about my feelings.
Something we should still note as well is that we also got the release date for this movie, and that is going to be April 15th in 2021. So that's actually not that far away anymore. So
no, it's not. I'm honestly, like, I want to get together with the other people we have, because we actually have a few listeners who live in Massachusetts or the surrounding very close area, and I would like to get together with them. And listeners, if you live in New England, in the Massachusetts area, hit me up. Let me know, because I think we're going to be getting together one day after the movie comes out to go and see the movie. Yeah. Maybe not the day it actually comes out, because doing a midnight release, I know for a lot of people who are included in this, would be kind of hard, including myself. We'll probably go on like a Saturday. Let me know if you're interested or not. Yeah, definitely. I have no idea where I was headed with this point. What were we talking about, Mel?
The Secrets of Dumbledore.
Oh, that is coming out. Yeah, it's coming out like 2 months early.
It's coming out in April. It's a little bit earlier than we expected. I think from now on, we can all be ready and prepared for more and more info, for the first photos, for trailers, and all of that fun stuff. So that we are, of course, going to talk about right here with you guys as well.
Yeah, and look forward to all of our hot takes about everything that's going to be happening. Because I know I'm really hoping we get our trailer soon, because that will give us a lot of information. Because as we said earlier, we have literally no information.
Yeah, not yet. Now that I think about it, we should definitely plan in an in-depth discussion about the first two movies.
Yes.
There's so many things to discuss.
Yeah.
From the plot to twists here and twists there in the cast and all of that. So there's a lot of ideas we might have in our mind. What is going to happen in the third movie? What are we wishing to happen as well? Mm-hmm. And we, of course, would love to hear from you guys as well in that way. We always want to hear from you, so send us in whatever you want at all times.
Yeah. Yes, and I agree, Mel, that we should definitely do an in-depth discussion of those two movies and then whatever content that we end up getting. So I think that Mel and I are both fans of the movies. So if you came here for horrible bashing content, first off, I think you know you're in the wrong place already.
We are not going to bash this, no.
We actually like these movies, so thank you very much.
We actually really love this stuff, so we understand the controversy about it, and we will have thoughts about that as well. And we accept everyone's opinion, of course, but mainly we are loving this series, and we are very much looking forward to it, and I hope you do too.
Yes, and I will say, if you don't like it, that's okay. You don't have to watch it. I'm not going to hold your hands behind your back and tape you to a chair and make you watch it.
Wink, wink.
Wink, 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 wink. People in New England, hit me up for a viewing party.
She will never let you go again.
So tempting.
Oh my goodness.
Well, shall we send them back into the episode, Mel?
Yes, let's send them all back. See you later.
Okay, bye, friends.
Are you a lifelong fan of General Hospital? Are you a new fan who wants to know more about the history of the show? Do you enjoy talking about the show with others? Do you find yourself yelling at the TV? Is your self-care an hour a day in Port Charles? If so, we invite you to join hosts Amanda Kimmel and Shannon Coach at the place where all the hidden conversations take place and secrets are revealed. Meet us at Pier 54, a General Hospital fan podcast.
Okay, so that ends our do-do-do-do-do-do news segment. Thank you, listeners, for joining us for the news segment. Now we will get into our main section of the podcast today, and that is a brief interview with our friend and person you've already met, Spencer. And then he, as he is the trivia master, has set up some trivia for Mel and I to answer, and we shall see how that goes, because we got this far in the last recording, and then I'm watching my Audacity right now, and it's fine.
Yeah, if something else happens, we are not meant to do this trivia game, I think.
Yeah, I know, honestly, at this point. So, Spencer, We know who you are in the Muggle world. We would love to hear how you became a wizard.
Oh, so, I started my Harry Potter adventure later than most people. I think at the point that I started, maybe two or three movies had already come out. Mm-hmm. But I wasn't allowed to watch or read Harry Potter as a kid. Mm-hmm. And the first time I actually watched the movies, it had to have been 2004 or 5. And I watched the first movie and I loved it. It was so good. I think I watched that one and I watched Chamber of Secrets. And then I read Chamber of Secrets. So I didn't start with the first book.
Oh, I didn't start with the first book either. So you and I are in the same camp with that.
So I read it and I was like, okay, Chamber of Secrets was low-key kind of scary. Yeah. I don't do snakes well. I also don't do spiders well. So then you put giant snakes and giant spiders together. It was...
Yeah.
I was like, ugh. You know? It was like, I don't know about this. Now, I mean, I've read through all the books. I watched all the movies. I love it. Mm-hmm. It's so good.
Yeah.
I got really immersed into it. It's a great fandom. There's so much to go off of.
Yeah. What do you think the thing that drew you the most into this world was? I think for me personally, it was the fact that I identified with Harry's story as a kid. I just felt very alone all the time. And I was like, oh, wow, another person who feels alone. And there was a huge community factor that came along with it when I was first reading them, which I feel like was still definitely there when you were reading them too, Spencer, because you were still in the age of when the movies were coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Was there like one thing that tethered you to the series?
I think it was that as well. That's when I started actually reading. It's the series that brought me into reading.
Mm-hmm.
So 2004, I moved to a different school district, so I had no friends.
Oh, okay.
It was lonely. And so I started read the books, and I'm like, oh, there's people to think about, people's situations to see that were somewhat similar to my own. Because I think at that point, it was very much a source of comfort. And then, I mean, then it just became an obsession, but that's besides the point.
I think that's the same for all of us.
Right.
Yeah.
You kind of feel like, ah, I love this place. I can escape to it and feel comfortable. And then you're just obsessed. Oh, Harry Potter everywhere.
And people don't understand.
Yeah. I don't know how often I'm being told that, because I keep quoting Potter things, of course. Like, not everything is Harry Potter. Like,
I get that too.
For me, it is.
Well, when are you going to grow up? I'm a grown man. I can like Harry Potter. It's all good. It's okay.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Yeah.
Me and my wife like to go watch Disney movies, if that tells you anything. That's what we do when we go to the movies.
Yes, I love Disney movies too. So we're all kind of in the same camp right here.
I think so.
So this quote-unquote obsession has led us all down different paths. But for you, it's kind of led you to start your Instagram account that you are the captain of, but the runner CEO.
I'll take that. I'm the captain. I like
that. The captain of the Instagram.
I'm the captain now.
So what kind of led you to start that? If you want to tell us a little bit about what you do on your Instagram, that would be awesome.
So I started my Instagram, which is Order of Merlin Muggle Class, back in 2020 when COVID was an issue. I'm a very social person. I like being around people. I was shut up in my apartment, or I ended up going back home and being with my family and stuff while I was working from home for a while. That way I could at least see somebody else. It was just me and my roommate for the longest time. I'm going to put that time that I would be spending into doing something else. And I created the account, Order of Merlin Muggle Class. Initially, it was going to be a reread blog, and I have a website and everything. And then I realized that my attention span does not work for that. So then it turned into just random stuff. I'm like, okay, well, if it's random, I might as well make it trivia style. Lately, there's been less trivia, and I've been following the Back to Hogwarts Magic challenge. Mm-hmm. No, I mean, I'm ready to go back to trivia. Be ready, because I'll be having a virtual trivia event soon. I've actually talked to Juliana a little bit about this, but maybe podcast and Order of Merlin Muggle Class can kind of collaborate a little bit, and we'll get something fun going for everybody.
We have some plans for maybe the end of the year, beginning of the 2022 year, somewhere in that time frame.
Yes.
Sir, I know that Mel and I definitely have that on our radar of things to do. Stay tuned for that, because Spencer, as you'll see, puts on a lovely trivia event. I actually went to his first one that he did back in June. Is that when it was? It was either May or June.
Yeah, I think it was June.
Was it June? It was very fun. We had a lovely time. And it's nice to be able to have that environment of going out with friends and doing Harry Potter trivia, especially with us all being in different places. Like, we can't all go to trivia events together. Yeah. Or especially with COVID, even though it's kind of ramped down from where it was last year, it's still not in, like, the best place. And people not feeling safe or being vaccinated. You can still spend this time with friends and enjoy doing a game slash thing that we really love doing.
Yeah. And one thing that I'm trying to figure out how to do is make it to where we can have breakout rooms so you can come in and be a team. And there's ways to do it. I just haven't figured out how.
Yeah, we will figure it out. Okay.
We'll find something. We'll find a way to do that.
Yeah. And just to go back for a moment to let people know how we know each other, I remember that there was a post appearing on our Instagram where we were tagged to, and there was a video, and there was this guy with his friend and chatting about Harry Potter and other things.
Oh, yeah, that was how we first got acquainted, wasn't it?
Suddenly he started talking about Puffcast, and I was like, wow, that is so sweet what he's saying. And we were just like interacting and thanking you. And that's where it started.
Wow, is that really where it started?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I was talking to my friend Austin, and we were just talking about, I can't remember what we were talking about, because he's a Hufflepuff.
Yeah, I think, I don't even remember anymore either what you were talking about. But I think you answered some questions from the viewers also.
Maybe, that might have been it.
Yeah.
And then you mentioned that you started listening to us and you tagged us in it. I remember speaking at least with Juliana about it, and that we both thought that, oh, that is so nice of him, and let's chat with him. And that's where we started talking to each other.
Yeah.
And here we are.
It's one of those things where I'm a big podcast person, so I listen to you guys.
I like listening to podcasts.
See, it's either podcasts or Harry Potter audiobooks. It's always in my ear.
Honestly.
So.
Yeah. Okay. Do we have any more questions?
I think that's pretty much good. I think we have a good grasp. Well, I mean, listeners have a good grasp on who Spencer is. We kind of already knew these things. But it's definitely exciting to remember how we actually met, because I completely forgot about that.
To be honest, it's like I've known you guys for years, and it's only probably been about one.
Yeah, same.
Yeah, in my head, I'm like, oh yeah, Spencer's just been like around forever, right? Yeah, that's how we knew him.
No, it's true. There are a couple of friends that, especially those that we made through this podcast here.
Yeah.
That it
just
feels
like our fixtures in our brains now.
Yeah, I feel like we have known you guys, and you included, Spencer, for like 100 years, probably. Like, you have always been there.
Approximately.
I think you guys introduced me, Andre, with Wilson's Wands. I listened to that episode and followed him right off the bat, because it was really, I love that episode.
Love,
that's one of my favorite episodes. Mm-hmm. I think Jeff found me through you guys.
Yes, he did, yeah. I was going to say, because I sucked him into doing trivia.
It was a good time.
Yeah, but that's the nice thing, again, about the socials, and especially about Instagram, where we have gotten to know so many people, and through them we have gotten several other people, like Anu, for example, we have gotten to know through Spencer, and she is so lovely and sweet.
She is sweet.
Sorry, just now that I'm mentioning her, sorry, Anu, I still gonna write you back. I have not forgotten you. I'm so sorry.
Hopefully by the time this episode comes back, you have written her back, Mel, because that gives you a week and a half.
I've had a very difficult week, so we'll answer you. We love you.
I haven't talked to very many people in a while.
Same.
Yeah, I feel like we've all kind of been in that same boat.
Yeah, especially over the summer now, I think everyone has been very much like taking a step back from socials and just taking a rest and proper holiday.
Exactly.
I think we're done with that section. So Spencer, would you like to start our trivia game? Just let our listeners know like what the trivia is going to be about and any rules of the game that Belle and I should know.
No, everyone that is listening can just follow along. If you have time, sit down, make yourself comfortable, get a tea, butter beer, whatever you fancy. Get a notebook and write down the answers and guess with us. And let us know afterwards, if you like, how much you have gotten right.
Mel, what we need to do first, and this is very important, before we begin.
Yeah.
We need a team name.
Yes, that's always important.
We are the Pizza Puffs.
Pizza Puffs.
Ooh, y'all, now I kind of want pizza.
I'm making Spencer hungry.
Also, I'm kind of sad I haven't heard the Pizza Wizard today.
Well, you never know when that's going to happen.
Right.
Well, since you asked for me, here I am. I'm at the ready at all times. Excuse me. If you're going to name yourself the Pizza Puffs, I must come in and christen you as the Pizza Puffs.
I would give you a bonus point if you named yourself the Pizza Wizards as your teammate.
I refuse to. Don't make me jinx you.
Mel just brought out her wand, everybody. I don't know if y'all can't see this, but she brought out her wand.
Mel is gonna...
People know by now that me and the Pizza Wizard don't get along most of the time. There are sometimes small moments where... You know, he's...
I'm covering his eyes because I don't want him to see it. I don't want him to see Mel's wand and be scared.
Okay.
Still think you should name yourself the Pizza Wizards after me, as Spencer requested so nicely.
Could we at least be the Pizza Witches?
Ew, okay. I will take the Pizza Witches. Hear ye, I, the Pizza Wizard, henceforth declare that the podcast team for this trivia test thingy is the Pizza Witches. Yes, hear thee.
Okay.
Hear thee. Thank you very much.
I'm sorry, Mel.
The Pizza Wizard is going to go take a nap now. That took a lot out of him.
Okay, good. It took a lot out of us too. Okay, so now that we established that and we got the Pizza Wizard approved,
the seal of approval,
we shall be the Pizza Witches. And now we give it over to Spencer to lead the trivia game. Give us an explanation. How are the rules? What are we doing specifically? And then let's go.
So my favorite movie is Prisoner of Azkaban. So this trivia is coming from Prisoner of Azkaban. I have several questions here. We'll get through as many as we can.
Mm-hmm.
And there might be a bonus question for listeners to answer.
And
maybe if Mel and Juliana can let me know who answers correctly first, there might be something in it for them.
Ooh.
Oh, okay.
Maybe. Nice.
So. You're going to talk amongst yourselves after I answer the question.
Yes.
You've got about, I'll give you 45 seconds. I think that might make.
Okay.
Okay, that sounds fair.
That should be good.
Yeah.
I'll tally up the points. You tell me what it is. I'll write them down. And then I'll grade the answer sheet at the end. Okay. Let you know what your score was.
Oh, okay. All so we're not going to know if we got them right until the end.
You won't know until the end.
Oh,
wow. Okay.
Oh my god, the pressure.
Wow, okay. This is going to be intense then.
To clarify also for our listeners, this is going to be movie canon, not book canon.
Yes, movie canon.
Okay, so movie that's canon. Important. Yeah.
I do reference the book, I think, twice.
Okay, but you're going to specify?
The answers are going to be from the movie.
Okay.
Makes sense.
Got it?
Yes. Okay, we are ready. Mel looked over her notes quickly. Juliana looked off into the abyss. Here we are.
Okay, so question one. This has half a point to 1 point if you say all of it.
Oh, okay.
At the beginning of the movie, Harry is up late in the dead of night reading through a textbook. It's dark, and the spell in the textbook is the spell he is trying to cast successfully. What is this spell?
It is Lumos Maxima.
Yeah, I think you're right. It's Lumos Maxima. Yeah.
Final answer?
I'm 100% sure.
Lumos
Maxima.
And then we get the meow noise that comes out.
Exactly.
And you're like, how did no one wake up to that?
Vernon comes in to check on him twice, so...
Yeah, but then he goes away. Right. He's like, yeah, no, nothing. There definitely wasn't a loud siren out of my nephew's room.
He has never been the smartest, as we know, so...
Yeah, that's true.
But we log that in.
Yes.
Okay. Question two. Aunt Marge, sister of Uncle Vernon, spoils Dudley rotten, despises Harry with a passion, and most importantly, loves dogs. While staying with the Dursleys, she brings her favorite dog, a bulldog, with her and allows him to slurp up brandy out of her cup. Oh, what is this bulldog's name?
Brutus.
Nope, it's Ripper.
Isn't it?
It's Ripper.
Oh, Ripper. You're right. Oh, maybe Julia. Yeah.
I locked that in.
You're right. Wasn't there another dog named Brutus somewhere?
No, that's the school.
Oh, St. Brutus's school for like forever lost and terrible children.
Terrible lost children.
St. Brutus's secure center for incurably criminal boys.
Yes. Oh, that's what it is.
Question three. After blowing up Aunt Marge running away from number 4 Privet Drive, when he notices a giant black dog looking at him. Falling to the floor, extending his wand hand, a giant purple triple-decker bus drives up and a skinny pimply conductor by the name of Stan Shunpike shows up. After boarding the bus, we find out that the driver is named what?
Ernie. No, Ern.
His name is Ernie.
He does say Ern.
The shrinking head calls him, "Hey, Ern! Yeah. Let's get this going!" Or something like, that's the world's worst Jamaican accent. I'm really sorry, people. I apologize. Yeah, the shrinking head calls him Ern, but his name is Ernie.
Ernie.
Is that what you're locking in?
Yeah.
Yeah.
For a bonus point, do you know the last name?
Ooh.
It's like Mick something. It's like McMillan or something like that.
No, wait.
Isn't it?
Hogwarts student Ernie McMillan?
Oh, it is. Yeah.
It's not the driver. No, I do not remember.
Nope. Okay.
Okay, you're good. That's fine.
Yeah. Okay.
Question four. This year, a new book was assigned for the class, Care of Magical Creatures. This book tries to bite and maim Harry. What is the title of this book?
The Monster Book of Monsters.
Yes.
Final answer.
Okay.
You have to stroke its spine to calm it down.
So cuddly.
Yeah, okay.
We Puffs would love this book.
I feel like this is a book that would love Puffs because we would know to stroke its spine. It would just be innate that Puffs, we are love a good, like, fuzzy, soft thing. So the book is soft, so we'd pick it up and we'd be like, ooh, soft. And then the book would be like, yes, back rub.
Although, given your history of how you treat books, I think you would fall out of that. So no, for you, it would not work. You destroy books.
Yeah. Oops.
Oopsies.
All right, question five.
Ooh.
This one, I think, will be a hard one.
Okay.
The Weasley family wins a sack of galleons, and the entire family goes to Egypt to see the eldest Weasley son, Bill. The entire Weasley family is seen in a photo in the Daily Prophet, including Scabbers the Rat. What is the title of the article that accompanies this photo?
Oh,
no.
I was just looking at it, and I thought I would have to write it down. Wizarding family wins...
Oh, what is the name of the contest that they won?
Wins lottery or...
Daily... It's the draw. It's like the Daily Prophet draw, because that's what they call like the raffle system over there in the UK. It's some kind of drawing. Wizarding family wins Daily Prophet drawing.
10 seconds.
Lottery
Wizarding family
draw?
Wins draw and takes family vacation to Egypt. Yeah. Something similar.
Probably not 100% correct.
Yeah. Say that one more time. Your time's up, but just say it one more time so I can write it down.
Wizarding family wins Daily Prophet draw and takes vacation to Egypt.
Okay.
I think we might be like on the right track. I don't think that's correct in any capacity.
Maybe we get like half points per word that we got right.
Yeah.
No, this is one of those one or nothing type situations.
Ah, damn.
Darn.
Okay. That was a good question.
I know. I was counting things while I was watching this movie too. I was like, okay,
me too.
There's one person on the night bus when Harry walks on. There are two TVs in the Dursleys' house.
Oh no.
What happened?
I think today is Turku's birthday. I always forget about this day.
Oh, is that what that is in the background? Is there fireworks going off?
Are we pausing?
No, no. You know what? Let's just continue. I can try to edit out. I try not to say too much. If there's one or two bams in the background while I speak, it's okay.
They're just cheering you on.
Yes, there's fireworks for us. Woohoo! Happy birthday, Dooku!
Okay, question 6. Harry, Hermione, and Ron, failing to find an empty compartment on the train, settle to sit in a compartment with a sleeping stranger. Hermione, reading the name on the suitcase, explains that the stranger is who, and this has to be the quote of what she says.
That's Professor R.J. Lupin. And then Ron says,
how do you know that? It's on his suitcase.
Yeah.
I'm just going to tell you, you've already said the right answer, so I wrote it down for you.
Okay.
So,
oh, okay.
You're good. You got this.
We're giving all the details we can.
Yes, you did good there.
Okay.
Yay.
Good. Let's see. Question 7.
It's so exciting.
At the start of Trim Feast, Professor Dumbledore welcomes his students and introduces two new professors to the school. In addition to Professor Lupin, who was the other professor, and what subject were they going to teach?
Hagrid. Care of magical creatures.
Yeah. He replaces Professor Kettleburn.
Mm. And he almost knocks the table out from himself when he stands up.
You guys are doing really good.
I feel like these are actually kind of challenging for the most part.
Okay, question 8. This one might be hard. The boys in the dormitory are enjoying some amazing magical sweets. Each tries one, which makes them make a different type of animal or object's noise, an imitation. Who tries one that makes him act like an elephant?
Neville.
Oh, yeah, you're right. It is Neville. Because Ron is the lion, and then Harry eats the one that makes steam come out of his ears.
Mm-hmm. And Seamus is a monkey.
Okay, let's see.
We were taking mental notes. Well, I was taking mental notes. Mel was taking actual notes.
I wrote this down somewhere as well, but I had it still in my head, too.
This one's fun.
Okay.
Question 9. Harry goes on his iconic ride of Buckbeak over the lake and over the castle and lands perfectly on the paddock. Hagrid applauds Harry and Buckbeak and leans in to ask Harry how he did on his first day. What is Harry's response, the exact quote?
Brilliant? Was it brilliant? I think
I'm gonna default to you, Mel, because I have no idea what he says. I see the scene in my head, but I have no idea. I don't feel like it's brilliant.
It's a very British and Potter response to say brilliant, and I think it was that.
I think it's something else, though. Yeah. I feel like he says something that's a little bit more negative.
No, he actually encourages him very much, and Hagrid is very pleased, and then Malfoy comes along.
I have no idea.
I go for brilliant. I think it's...
I'll back that one up because I have no idea.
Okay, locking in brilliant.
I hope it was right.
Question 10. I'm going to ask you this question. It's a true or false question.
Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hagrid's first lesson is on the gorgeous and proud creature, the Hippogriff. True or false, in the movie, an attention to detail that was not missed by animators shows Buckbeak pooping on screen. Is that true or false?
True.
I think it's true, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that was one of those strange facts about the... that kind of...
One of those really weird things.
Yeah. He's actually pooping.
All right, guys. That's been 10. Do y'all want to continue on a couple more?
Shall we do, like, 2-3 more? What do you think, Juliana?
Maybe let's do 2 more in the bonus.
Two more in the bonus? Okay. And the bonus can be the one that the listeners can answer. And...
Yes.
This is a complete the quote.
Oh, okay.
And there's 2 parts to this quote that you have to complete. So a total of 2 points can be found here.
Hmm.
Blank can be found even in the darkest of times if one only remembers to blank.
Happiness can be found even in the darkest of times if one only remembers to turn on the light.
Yeah, happiness and light.
Okay.
Give us one last question.
One last question? Yeah. Okay, number 12 is going to be... I'm going to backtrack in the movie just a little bit.
Okay.
And this is on the night bus. The shrunken head that is not present in the books laughs and makes jokes at the expense of the establishments and muggles that are around. What does he tell Harry to do at the leaky cauldron regarding a certain food?
To not eat it? I'm trying to run through that scene in my head and...
Oh my god. Maybe we should have not taken this question anymore. This is going to screw up our score now.
You got 5 seconds.
I feel like he tells him not to eat it because something bad happened. I imagine him in my head being like, don't eat that urn. It's going to give you the runs or something like that.
Oh, no.
I feel like that's the general vibe.
Oh my God.
I'm going to vote to say to not eat something, a specific item. I don't know what. Mel, what are you thinking?
I have no idea.
You got 2
Shall
seconds.
Should we lock that in then?
Yeah, just lock it in. Either that or we don't get a point anyway.
Okay.
Why don't you let us know how we did, because I'm sure it really wasn't that good.
No, you know what? Y'all did very well.
Oh, good.
We have 2 wrong, I think.
Going up, we're going to start from the beginning.
Yes.
At the beginning of the movie, Harry is up late. What was that spell that he was casting? It was Lumos Maxima. You got that one correct.
Yay! Okay.
Aunt Marge, the favorite dog that she brought with her was Ripper.
Yes. Ripper.
2 points.
The next question was, who is the driver of the night bus? That is Ernie. You got that correct. His name is Ernie Prang.
Oh, yes, oh. Of course.
Okay.
I think Ernie Prang, when they say Ernie Prang, it was only in the books. So
yeah.
I would have defaulted you, but I would have given you a bonus point if you told me Prang.
Okay, yeah. Ah. Now that I hear it, though, I remember
it. Makes sense.
Yeah.
The new book that was assigned for Care of Magical Creatures was the Monster Book of Monsters. You got that one correct. You did not get this one right. The Weasley family wins a sack of galleons and the entire family goes to Egypt. What is the title of the article that accompanies the photo? It is Grand Prize Winner Visits Egypt.
Oh. We got it very wrong.
Yeah, no.
Oh my God.
We weren't. Nope. We got the word Egypt, I think. I think then maybe winner, but everything else I think was kind of just...
Why didn't I write that down?
Mel, come on.
I mean, you know, so far that's 1 miss out of 5. That's pretty good.
I'll take that as solid. That's good.
Harry and Hermione failing to find a compartment in the train. Hermione reads the name off the suitcase and says, Professor R.J. Lupin. You got that one correct.
Yeah.
Other than Lupin, who was the other professor and what class were they going to teach? You were right. It was Hagrid and it was Care of Magical Creatures. Which student took the candy that made him sound like an elephant? It was Neville.
Nice. Yay. Good memory, Mel.
7 points for us so far.
Mm-hmm. Harry goes on the iconic ride of Buckbeak, and Hagrid asks, how'd I do on my first day? And Harry says, brilliant professor.
Yes!
Oh, brilliant professor.
You got a 0.5 on that.
Okay, I'll take it. Mel's memory was a lot better than mine on that one.
Brilliant professor.
That's right. Okay, so we have 7.5 points.
So far, yep. True or false, do they show Buckbeak pooping on screen? It is true.
What a nice detail to include in the movies. All the editors were like, what things do we need to include? How about this storyline? No. I need a pooping hippogriff.
Let it poop.
Number 11 was complete the quote. And it is, happiness can be found even in the darkest of times when one only remembers to turn on the light. You got a point for that. And then you missed the last one.
Yeah, unfortunately.
But you know what? Y'all did so good. That's 9.5 out of 12. That was really good.
That's not bad.
So what was the last one?
The shrunken head that is not present in the books, what does he tell Harry to do at the Leaky Cauldron regarding a certain food? And it's, make sure you eat the pea soup before it eats you.
Oh, now I remember that. Well, that was good.
That was fun, and we did actually really well.
Yeah, 9.5 out of 12. I'm impressed.
I'm excited. Well, thank you, Spencer, for that fun trivia game.
And
Patreon listeners, I think we're going to record a little bit of an extra bonus quiz because Spencer has some more questions for us. So if you'd like to become a patron and get access to that as well, you can do that for as little as $2 a month over on patreon.com/podcast if you feel like it. Okay, so well, thank you, Spencer, for that.
Yeah, thanks for playing.
You're going to return the favor to us immediately because we're going to play a game with you. With you. Like, as you already said, it's called Are You Puffin' Kidding Me? We ask each person to share a statement about themselves with the group, and then each person can ask a question of the person giving the statement, and we must guess if this statement is true or false. If you get it correct, you get a point. I am out for blood at this point. So
what's the score so far?
The guests currently have 20 points, Juliana has 13 points, and I have 9 points.
Okay.
Yeah. My only goal is to beat Mel. I don't care if I beat the guests or not, I just want to beat Mel.
You're on a good way right now.
But as we do, Spencer, we like to let our guests go first.
Okay, I can go first. See, I love Harry Potter, or I wouldn't be on this podcast. But
False.
But
lies.
I loved it so much that I read the books all the way through. I watched all the movies. I listened to the audiobooks. I have the entire collection in Spanish, and I've read it all the way through in Spanish.
Ooh. He's purposefully not looking at the screen so we can't read his face.
I know.
He's afraid that we could tell that he might be lying or saying the truth.
How long have you been speaking Spanish for?
I grew up with Spanish in high school, and I majored in Spanish in college.
Oh.
I get nervous speaking it back to people, but I can understand and I can read pretty well.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Give us a line, a typical line from Harry Potter, any quote in Spanish.
Man. You're asking questions that are scary. I get very nervous.
What's one weird translation that happened between
the Spanish? No. Let him give us a quote.
I feel like that's cheating. I don't know if I can do a...
We can ask you whatever we want. This is our game.
I don't know if I could... I can't do a quote, but I can tell you a translation that makes me laugh every time.
Okay, let's hear that.
And it's Señor Tenebroso.
And what does that translate into as English?
The Dark Lord.
Ooh.
Oh, Señor Tenebroso. Tenebroso.
Señor Tenebroso. Tenebroso.
Tenebroso. I want to say that it's true because I could, as a Ravenclaw, especially Spencer, I could see you picking up these books as somewhat of a mental challenge to yourself, especially if your major in college was Spanish, which I think checks out because I know you got into realtor-ing on the recent side of things. So I want to say that this is true.
I will join Juliana in saying it's true.
So I'm gonna say the whole thing again, and I'm going to tell you that it's false.
Oh, okay.
I said that I own the entire...
Oh, he doesn't own it.
I don't own the entire series, but I have read the entire series. I own Philosopher's Stone and I own Order of the Phoenix.
Technicalities.
That's what you get when you invite a Ravenclaw into your
coven. I should have expected that.
Sneaky.
Piedra Filosofal and El Orden del Phoenix.
They sound pretty in Spanish.
Sorry, guys. Sorry.
All right.
That's okay. You want me to go next, Mel, or do you want to go next?
I can go next. I can follow up with another language thing if you want.
Okay.
I love languages.
So, when I was in school, I had a pretty good English teacher. I very quickly picked up on English. English was always very easy to me. And I started to speak better English than her. And my friends at school started to talk about it. And since it was a small school only, everyone was very close. And, you know, from a small village and all, the teachers got wind of that. And the principal got wind of that. And therefore, they confronted my English teacher. It was not just me, there was another pupil. And they actually made her take extra courses in English. And at the time, I thought she was a really good English teacher. And that's why I started to learn it very quickly. But apparently, they didn't agree. Not that she was a bad teacher, but that she had to brush up her English. And she had to take extra courses because of me. And because of the other pupil in my class.
How did you find out that this teacher had to take extra classes because of you specifically?
And you and the other student.
Well,
because that's not something the teachers would be like, Mel, by the way, our teachers are dumb. So let me tell you that we are making them take extra classes.
I shall say she was not dumb. Of course not. But since it was a small school, it was not that the teachers were going around and pointing it out specifically to me. But since it was a small place and everyone knew each other and she was missing for not for a very long time and not every day, they were like having specific days for that. But she was gone for a short period of time. We were, of course, having then a substitute teacher. Is it what you call that? When someone else replaces the teacher. And of course, that brought up questions. You will have a way of finding out. And that's how I did find out, because talk everywhere. So
the problem is you were fidgeting a lot whenever you were telling that story, which makes me think it's false.
I do talk a lot like that, just so you know. no matter what I tell.
Like when you were first telling it, you were doing this, and that just made me feel nervous. But okay. I don't know. I say true.
I want to say that it's true as well.
Okay. Okay, let's lock that in. It's false.
Damn it. My tracker today is not good.
I do talk a lot with my hands, though, so...
Yeah, she does.
So that's... You wouldn't have caught me on that. I did not outsmart my teacher, not on such a level, but I do remember that she was actually prompting us on repeating the alphabet out loud and do it as fast as you can. And I did very fast, and I did it faster than her. So... It's not like completely true what I said, but...
Yeah.
That's pretty cool, though.
I do think if I would talk with her in English now, she would definitely be only half as good in English as I am. And I am not perfect, but definitely much better than her now. I do have, of course, reason to speak English because I live in a different country than I was born
in.
Yeah,
that's so true. Hmm. Okay, I didn't get any points. That's a bummer.
It's okay, I haven't either.
Now I have to get a point. To get a point.
Okay, so my statement is that I've only been to one in-person one in-person Harry Potter trivia night ever.
So in person, meaning in a room full of people, like a bar or something, or pub or whatever, where there's people and you build teams and there you have the trivia. Not online.
Yeah, not online. In person, in a physical space, only competing with the other people in that physical space.
I feel like you said something about this on my trivia event.
I don't know. I might have. I honestly, genuinely, I can't remember.
I feel like you said something about, I think I asked, has anybody been to a physical one? And two people said yes, and I can't remember if you were one of them.
When and where was that?
Yeah.
It was my freshman year of college, and we went to this bar called O'Malley's, which is like literally the bar that everyone at Framingham State goes to. I was invited there by a group of people who were part of the theater department, and I went and I realized that the bar life is not the life for Juliana. And for that reason specifically, I just didn't go back. And plus, that bar is just such a grimy place. It's just not.
That's the best bars, though.
Oh, it's gross. I'm just not a bar person. It was somewhere in the beginning of September of that year, because it was pretty close to the beginning of the year, because I didn't know these kids that well either, and that's why I went too, because I was like, oh, I'm gonna make some friends, let's go. I don't usually do this kind of thing, but you know, hey, whatever, let's go for it. I like Harry Potter.
See, I was thinking that you didn't really have Harry Potter friends around you.
Yeah.
I think you knew some people who have read it, but that were not like fans of it. And that's why you searched for people online. And that's where you found all of us.
Well, that was now. I'm talking about in college, though.
Was it general Potter trivia, or was it specific?
It was just general Harry Potter trivia. I don't remember the questions being that hard. I think it was just to attract general Harry Potter fans. Mm. Yeah, it was the year after the last movie came out, because I remember seeing the last movie in theaters my senior year.
I'm going to say true, just because I'm a trusting person.
Spencer says true.
I keep choosing the wrong...
Well, I didn't get any points yet this game.
No, but that is
game either.
It's lately my theme. I never get points, so this is very critical, because I need them.
I mean, I'm not going to tell you how to answer, because then that just screws me over, Mel.
Split the pot. Say false.
I think I'm going to say it's...
Mel still can't decide what she wants to say. I can see that she wants to go against the grain because Spencer said true and say true, but then in her head she's like...
I want that at least one of us gets 1 point, so...
She also wants to say true. I can see that in her eyes, too.
No,
she's like, I think Juliana's correct, but I'm not sure, but I don't trust her.
I think I will go with no. Don't scream into the microphone, please.
So it's false.
Damn.
Yes!
I've actually never been to an in-person Harry Potter trivia event, ever.
I got a point.
Good job, Mel.
No one's ever invited me to them.
That's sad. Oh my god.
I'm sure they must have had Harry Potter trivia at that bar from time to time, but from what I remember, it was mostly like weird local bands that would show up at that bar, and it wasn't like trivia nights or anything.
Yeah.
It was mostly smaller, unknown rock bands, which could have been very good, but that wasn't really my scene.
That just shows my memory's faulty.
There were so many other people there too. Spencer, where I could see that who raised their hands would be not something you would remember.
Yeah.
I didn't even remember you asking that question until you said it. But I've done a good amount of online Harry Potter trivia events, just never an actual in-person one. But yeah, it's so freaking time consuming, as you already know, Spencer, to put together any kind of event.
It is. Yeah. But it's fun. I mean, like the process of doing it, when you get to watch a movie again. And
with a purpose.
You're watching it in a different way. And that's another thing too, is like when you're getting ready for trivia, it's not like you're watching a movie anymore. It's like you're studying for a test.
You're looking for all the details and you see things that you haven't paid attention before. So we all lied to each other.
Yeah,
we did. Oops.
What does that say about us?
We're terrible people.
Maybe we all have a little bit of Slytherin in us.
Well, we already know I'm a secondary Slytherin. Like, let's be real here. That's pretty obvious.
Let's not call the Slytherins all liars. That's not right.
No, they're not liars. They're just cunning. They're cunning, and they are out to achieve their goals by any means, which is a negative and positive thing all at once.
But you know, now I feel like the Turku firework outside was valid. It was just for me making 1 point.
Yeah. And we... Mel's the only one who got a point.
Okay, so with that, we give over to Buttercup and her question of the week.
Hello, dearies. I heard we have a special friend today that gives us a question. Spencer?
So today's question is from the Prisoner of Azkaban. After Harry has landed, Malfoy charges up to Buckbeak. Buckbeak slashes Malfoy's arm, and Hagrid carries him to the nurse. Malfoy says under his breath, "You're gonna regret this, you blank."
Ooh, that's a very good question. So, listeners, answer this question and send us an email at puffcastpod@gmail.com.
Well, thank you, Buttercup, for that lovely question. And thank you, Spencer, for stepping in and stepping up to the plate there. Thank you so much for joining us today. We had a really great time doing trivia and recording with you.
It's a pleasure being on here. I had a good time. And it was good to see you guys again.
It was so much fun. And I'm glad we finally found the time.
Yeah, I haven't talked to y'all in a minute.
I know, it's been too long. Yeah. So, Spencer, if our listeners would like to find you and all of your fun things and possibly any of the trivia events that you will run in the future, where can they find you?
So I'm on Facebook and Instagram, mostly on Instagram. You can find me at OM Muggle Class, and I have a website also, ommuggleclass.com. If you have any questions or if you have anything that's specific that you want to go over or hear trivia questions about, you can send me recommendations at ommuggleclass@gmail.com.
Awesome. Well, thank you again, Spencer. We appreciate it.
Thank y'all.
And listeners, if you would like to get in contact with us here at Puffcast, you can listen to us on all platforms where podcasts are found. You can find us on Twitter and Instagram at PuffcastPod. We are also on Facebook at facebook.com/Puffcast and also on TikTok at Puffcast. If you have any what-if scenarios, trivia question answers, or anything of the like, you can email it to puffcastpod@gmail.com. And if you're feeling generous and would like to support us, you can head on over to patreon.com/Puffcast to get access to exclusive benefits, and also you help us donate to charity every month. So thank you to our patrons who help us with that as well. If you would like to rate and review us on Apple Podcasts, we would love for that to happen, and we would love to read it here on the show. So until next time, stay puffy
and badger on.
Bye guys.
Yay. Woo!
That was so much fun.